Welcome to Talking Sports with Ryan.
Let's be great.
Your number one podcast for the latest sports news and highlights.
Go rock this thing, huh? Love you, man. Go get it.
Need NFL?
It's great to have you with us for the divisional playoffs.
Need NBA?
Just have some fun out here. You know, enjoy the journey of all this. I'm trying to get 16 wins and going after a gold trophy.
Ryan's got you covered and more. The show starts right now.
All right, we are back on another edition of Talking Sports with Ryan. Sorry, everyone, it's been about a three-week, it took about 3 weeks off. So, but I am happy to have a special guest on this evening. We have Minty Betts from Wager Talk. I got introduced for with her from Kelly in Vegas, who you guys have, you know, she's a friend of a show. She's been on for a couple of times now. Welcome to the show. I'm happy to have you on.
Hi, thank you, Ryan. Thanks for having me on. I'm super excited and super nervous to be here.
It's no need to be nervous. We're going to have some fun talking some NFL week three. I wanted to first get into how you met Kelly and then how kind of things with Wager Talk kind of developed and how that's going.
Yeah. So first of all, I started my Twitter just a couple months ago, maybe June of this year, 2019, just to become a better MLB better because baseball is on the longest. And I started following different handicappers and getting different ideas of how to analyze and bet baseball. And after starting to post my picks and my winning and losing tickets, I started to do videos of my picks, and that it kind of blew up from there. And a couple months later, Kelly reached out to me and asked if I wanted to be a part of Wager Talk. She reached out to me via Twitter. So social media is kind of how I got started, and social media is how I got to be where I am today, which isn't really that far, but I'm super grateful that I'm working with Kelly and she introduced us together.
Yeah, no, Kelly's been great. I've known her. I mean, I met her basically on Twitter, and then I met her in Vegas a couple times now, and she's been great. I'm glad we have that common friend. I mean, she's obviously really knowledgeable, and she's been able to come on a couple times. And yeah, I mean, social media is crazy as far as Twitter. Like, that's literally how I've gotten a ton of my guests. I've been able to have a couple NFL Network people on recently, and it just literally just everyone's so. I mean, everyone's so acceptive and just like, yeah, if I have time, I'll be glad to come on and just everything. It's been really cool. So, you know, sounds like something similar when Kelly reached out and now you guys are doing things with Wager Talk, which is cool.
Yeah, so, very cool. Social media has definitely been revolutionizing this whole industry too.
Yeah. I mean, if you use it right, obviously there's people who just, you know, it's, not even to get on a tangent, but yeah, if you use it right to network and stuff, I mean, it's crazy the things that the places it'll take you. So, why don't we just hop into some games? We're just going to talk, you know, I have the spreads and we'll just kind of talk just a little bit about week three NFL and just kind of see what you guys or, you know, you or what you've been researching or what you might see. And we'll have fun with it. So,
Of course.
Let's start with Thursday night football. We have the Titans at the Jags. Titans are 1.5, I believe, last time I looked. Over-under is 39. I mean, both teams are coming off really close losses. You know, Jags are rolling out Gardner Minshew. You know, their star cornerback obviously doesn't want to be there anymore. I learned this from Kelly recently. This is a prime time home dog, but I mean, is this somewhere where you really want to take the Jags with all the disarray? Or I mean, what do you see with this game?
You know, no, I actually am taking the Titans minus the 1.5 points. I honestly think their run game and their defense will prevail over the Jaguars, whether they're at home or not. And also an interesting fact here is actually the Titans defense allowed fewer than 20 points in both their last games. So I think their defense is definitely pretty solid against the Jaguars. And here I was thinking that the Jaguars defense was like super elite, but they're not all that great from what I remember the past two games.
No, and I in the over-under, I mean, as far as a play on that, my personal opinion, I don't know if I'm going to play anything or not, but God, these teams always play those, like, 13 games, you know? So, like, I would, even if the under, I mean, I think it was at 39. I'm not sure if it's gone up or down, but gosh, even in that 39 to 40 range, you'd almost want to lean the under. But it's going to be one of those ugly games, I think. So,
I agree. I think it's going to be kind of a snooze fest. So I'm probably not going to side with the total, but just I've got my money on the Titans tomorrow night.
I like it. All right, moving on. We have the Broncos at my favorite team, the Packers. Looks like Packers are, yes, Packers are 7.5, last time I checked, 7.5-point favorites at home. Obviously, Green Bay's coming off, you know, a pretty decent effort playing the Vikings. Obviously, they jumped out to the 21-0 lead and kind of gave some points back. Should have probably won by more. But nonetheless, the Broncos to me, sorry, Kelly, if you're listening, they just do not look very good. You know,
they really don't.
They're 0-2. John Elway cannot find a quarterback. Flacco just does not look very good. I mean, even with the 7.5, I personally, obviously, you know, it's a opinion because it's my team, but I think the Packers just win. I mean, at home in Lambeau, I just think they win handily, and I just don't think it's a close game.
Yeah, I agree. I was, when the line first came out, I saw the Broncos at +8, and I was going to take the +8. But I really think that the Packers are going to cover the spread at -7.5. I think their defense is awesome. I actually really like watching them play, even though it's kind of boring. But I like watching their defense. I like a good defense.
And the Packers, I mean, they've significantly improved their defense this year, which I'm really excited about. And so it's totally revamped. They actually went out and got some free agents. So I like where that defense is headed. So. Moving on, we have the Bengals at the undefeated Bills. Who would have thought, even after two games, that the Bills would be undefeated? But they've looked pretty good. I mean, the Bengals got crushed against the Niners last week, but they did put up a decent effort the week before in Seattle. You know, I just don't know what to make of this Bills team. Yeah, they're going to be at home.
Yeah, I agree. The Bills, like the first, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, you're fine.
The first two games were played against both the New York team, the Giants and the Jets, and neither of them are that great. So it makes the Bills look really good. So I don't know if they're going to be as good as we think against the Bengals, because the Bengals put up a fight their last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I think this game will be telling, obviously, to see if the Bills have actually kind of, with Josh Allen, taken that next little step. And you know, I just don't know. That 6 seems a little bit high, but, again, the Bengals can, when they play ugly games, I mean, it's pretty ugly when Andy Dalton, so.
right,
yeah, so,
I agree.
Yeah, that one I'm kind of just, I'm undecided on, but, moving on to the
same, but if I had to choose, yeah, I would go with the Bills. I'm sorry, Bills.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on, we have the Dolphins at the Cowboys. This is the first of the two. I've never seen it, and I believe there's two games on the board that there's over a 20-point favorite.
Over
so
20.
I think right. I read that this is the first time in around 32 years that that's been the case. So anyway, so the Cowboys are 21.5. Obviously the Dolphins are just horrible. Nobody there wants to be
horrible.
They don't want to play. They're getting blown out. I mean, even last week, people, you know, even some of the sharp money was coming in on, people were trying to take the Dolphins at +19. And it's like, now they're getting 21 in the hook here. I still don't feel confident in it. I mean, it's just such a huge spread. It's probably one of those games you just, you know, stay away from. But what do you think?
Yeah. I think Dallas will be able to cover the 21 or 21.5 points, although I'm not going to lay that much on there. I don't think there's any value to lay that much on there. I think they can cover it because the Dolphins really, I think they're just, I mean, it's only the third week, but I think they're giving up. And I read once before, the Dolphins only covered one time before when they were, I think, 19-point favorites against the Patriots, and that was in 2007, and the score ended up being 28-7. So they've only covered once before when they were double-digit dogs like that. So yeah, I don't really feel comfortable with the Dolphins.
Yeah, like you said, there's just not a lot of value in a game that big. I mean, it's just one of those games. It's like, yeah, I mean, Cowboys could just blow them out of the water, you know, and it's just not worth it. So
right, exactly.
Moving on, we have the next game I have on here is we have the Falcons at the Colts. Colts coming off a big division win, and then the Falcons coming off a big primetime game against the Eagles. So you know, the Colts are laying the 1.5 at home. What do you like about this game, or what do you see in this game? Does Matt Ryan, you know, because Matt Ryan sometimes on the road historically just, you know, he's not as good obviously as being at home. But
yeah,
what do you think here?
I really don't care for this game. I do not like the Falcons as a Saints fan, so I don't really care for the Falcons. I took the Colts last week at +3, and they covered. So that's good, I guess. I do like the Colts, and I want them to win, but I just don't know. The Falcons don't look that bad this season. I know Matt Ryan last game went for, 320 passing yards and had 3 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. So I really don't know. I'm very neutral about this game. I have no opinion.
Okay, so yeah, I was actually leaning looking at the Falcons, but I'm still undecided.
Yeah.
Moving on, we have probably one of the more exciting games, or at least setting up to be one of the most exciting games of the weekend. We have the Ravens at the Chiefs.
I'm so excited about that one.
I know. The Chiefs are laying 6.5. Over-under is 54.5. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought for sure – I love Patrick Mahomes. I thought for sure, though, once some teams would get like a year's worth of tape on him, they could do something about it. But this kid just seems almost mm-hmm. unstoppable. Like, I mean, last week, for example, he gets into a play, he's 3rd and 20, and he just throws like a 40 to 50 yard touchdown, just no problem. I mean,
yeah,
he's so fun
to
watch.
He is a beast. He is, and so is Lamar Jackson. Like, I love some young quarterbacks, and I love rookie quarterbacks, and I love to see how they work with the team and how they can fit themselves in to that team. So yeah, watching them play, I'm super excited. Lamar Jackson versus Patrick Mahomes. Gosh, do you know what the under over for this is? Because I actually don't have it. I think it's something pretty high.
It's 54.5 last time I checked.
That's right, 54.5. So now I'm wondering, both of these offenses can put up some points, but I don't know. Kansas City's defense doesn't really look that great, but I don't know. I think the Ravens are going to win this one.
Ooh, I like it. I mean, this one, if Lamar Jackson can go into Kansas City and win, there's going to be all eyes on him. I mean, his MVP stock's going to go skyrocketing. Yeah. I just don't know if the Ravens defense is like the historical Ravens defense, you know, because a couple of those guys left and retired and went elsewhere.
Yeah.
I just don't know if they're going to have the pieces to stop Mahomes. I mean, it's shaping up to probably be a shootout because neither defense is elite, I don't think so.
Yeah, our elite, correct. But I do have a little nugget here. The Ravens are 10-4-1 against the spread on the road, and I think their point spread right now is 6.5.
Yeah.
It might have moved up or down a little, but I'm taking them for the points, and I might even take them for, you know, on money line too.
I like it. That's a good little nugget. Like it.
Moving
on, we have the Raiders at Minnesota. This number seems really high to me. They got Minnesota -9 at home. I know, Minnesota's good at home. Coach Zimmer's a great coach against the spread, as Kelly, our friend Kelly, she's made a ton of money, I think,
she
on
loves
Coach Zimmer. But I just, the Raiders looked so good that first, like, quarter and a half against the Chiefs. They're up 10-0. You know, everyone's hyped up, and then they just get boat raced, basically. But, I mean, Minnesota, I just don't know. Kirk Cousins, is this a bounce back game? That Raiders secondary is not very good. So I just don't know. That number of 9 is just seems like a really big number in this point, or at this game. What do you think?
I think it's pretty high too. I don't really feel comfortable taking the Raiders given 8 or the Vikings, favored by 8. So I'm going to stay away from this game. I don't even have an opinion for the under over at, I think, 44 right now either.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a weird game, and that just 9 just seems really weird to me. So I guess we'll see what happens.
And this is going to be the first road game that the Raiders will have this season. And they won't be home for 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah. They have a bunch of road games coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. So sucks for them. I don't think they're going to be doing that well on the road the next couple weeks.
Yeah. So we have the second game we were talking about earlier that's over a 20-point spread. I mean, we have the Jets at New England. Historically, this matchup, especially in Foxborough, the Jets just haven't done very well. They're on their third-string quarterback.
23. Poor Jets. I feel so bad for them.
I mean, God, they just can't catch a break.
Yeah, I didn't even write anything down for them because I know New England's just going to blow out the Jets. Like, I have no hope for the Jets.
I'm with you. It's just it's going to be an ugly game.
Yeah, and I definitely think they can cover the whatever 22, or I wouldn't be surprised if it went up to like 25 either.
Oh, I know. I think it's at, like, last time I checked this morning, it was like 23. So yeah, Patriots are going to roll on this one. It's going to be ugly.
Yeah, for sure. I think they might go 16-0 this season too.
They got all the weapons to do so. It's amazing to see Brady at 42. Stays healthy.
Yeah.
And
he's a great quarterback, but man, I am so sick of seeing the Patriots make it to the playoff and the Super Bowl. Like, I don't want to see them do it, but I know they can do it.
I know. It's crazy how good they are. We have the Lions at the Eagles. Eagles are 6.5-point favorites at home. I think this is a pretty good spot for Philly to get back on track, but they have some injuries that are popping up that, you know, a couple of receivers, and a couple defenders that aren't playing. So, obviously the Lions, beat the Chargers at home. Obviously they tied with the Cardinals earlier in the year. I can't figure out if this Lions team is going to be different than the, previous year's Lions team. So,
I don't think they're going to be that much different, because the Lions really shouldn't have won against the Chargers last week. I had my money on the Chargers, and I'm a little salty, but they shouldn't have won. And I don't think they're going to win this week against the Eagles. So I think, although the Eagles have a lot of injuries, they have Zach Ertz and they have Nelson Agholor, which I think performed pretty well, even though they lost. They performed pretty well last game.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good spot for the Eagles at home, 6.5. I mean, I think they cover and I think they win. So,
totally.
Moving on, I'm not going to spend too much time on this game because there's not a line. Panthers at Cardinals. It's been taken off the board, at least what I've seen, because the status of Cam Newton. So they don't know if he's playing. So,
right. Yeah. I didn't really have much for that one either because the line was taken out. All I have is that the Panthers are 2-8 against the spread. Cam Newton's already putting up horrible numbers, and we don't really know which quarterback they're going to start, right? Kyle Allen or Will Greer?
I think it's going to be Kyle Allen from what I've heard, if Cam doesn't go. But I mean, I think if Cam doesn't go, I think Arizona gets their first win of the year. So.
Yay! I'm really rooting for the Cardinals because I really like Kyler Murray, you know me, and the young quarterbacks. He passed for over 300 yards in his first two games. Like, he's a pretty good quarterback, and he has a quick release and deep passing. He's great. I hope they win.
He's fun to watch, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Moving on, we have the Giants at the Buccaneers. This game's obviously going to have a lot of eyes on it, probably just because Daniel Jones has finally taken over for Eli, which I did not see coming in the first 3 weeks of the season. Obviously, we knew it was going to happen.
Really?
I just didn't think it was going to happen this soon.
Me neither. I thought that it was going to be after like maybe 5-7 games, maybe after their bye week.
Yeah.
And that they would bench Eli if he wasn't putting up any wins. But that was really fast, and I feel so bad. I love the Manning, so I really liked Eli.
Yeah, and I mean, he's obviously won him a couple Super Bowls, and so for him to get benched in the middle of the season is kind of odd, but I mean, I guess it's the business that the NFL is. So, I mean, Daniel Jones, first start, going to be on the road at Tampa. I think the thing is really here is can Jameis play well enough again on the road to help out that defense and help them get another victory?
Right, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be opposed to laying the 6.5 points with the Bucks on this one, just because we don't really know how the Giants are going to adjust to Daniel Jones.
Exactly. No, that's kind of what I would lean to if I had a play. So, moving to the next game here, we have the Texans at the Chargers. Obviously, both teams coming off pretty low scoring, close loss games. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this AFC battle here? It's in LA. Chargers are -3.5.
I love both teams. I think the Chargers are really underrated. I think Philip Rivers is an underrated quarterback. What got them last game was all the penalties and turnovers and that last missed field goal that cost them their win. I'm thinking the under 47 for this game. I don't really have a side that I'm leaning towards, but I'm thinking the under.
Yeah,
I do like both defenses.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think it's going to be pretty low scoring, or lower scoring than obviously the 47. So if I had a play, I would probably lean the Chargers. They're at home. Granted, that's not really a home field advantage. I mean, they play in like a soccer stadium, I think. But I think they get back on track.
Yes, my only concern is that, like, Deshaun Watson was the most sacked quarterback last year being sacked like 62 times
yeah.
and hit 133. He's already been sacked 10 times, and he's only played like two games. So I hope that they can protect him better.
They need to. I mean, last year they traded one of their best offensive linemen to the Seahawks, and so I mean they need to protect him. That's for sure. So the next one we have the Steelers traveling to the 49ers. 49ers are laying 6.5. Obviously, another story that's going to be mainly in this game is the quarterback. Obviously, Big Ben's out for the year. Mason Rudolph takes over. They also traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick this year or this week, which I didn't quite understand because I mean they're 0-2. You know, they add a safety to their, you know, they must have a lot of confidence in this Mason Rudolph kid. So, what do you see here? The Niners looked really good against the Bengals last week.
They did. I am taking the Niners -6.5 or 7. I really like the Niners. They're doing a lot better than I expected. And, you know, Jimmy has some, Jimmy G, he has some pretty good running backs. He has a really good team. And the Steelers, not only is Big Ben gone, but I think James Conner is gone too. So I really liked him, but it didn't really matter anyway because he started off super slow this season. He only rushed for like 54 yards total. So that is, yeah, I guess it doesn't really matter that he's gone. But they have a lot of injuries and they have a lot of problems, and I feel confident with the 49ers.
I'm with you. This Pittsburgh team is just, it's when it rains, it pours, I guess. They're 0-2, quarterback's done. It's not looking good for the Steelers. So, moving on to a game I think you'll have some interest in being a Saints fan, from what I hear.
We have the
Saints at the Seahawks. I live up in Seattle. Honest opinion, I can't stand Seahawks. But anyways, personal.
Oh my gosh, because, you know, Kelly was telling me, she was like, you're going to have a lot of fun with this. He's in Seattle and you're a Saints fan. And now you say you don't like the Seahawks.
Well, yeah. I mean, I live up here, but I'm a Packer fan. But nonetheless, we'll still have fun with this one. You know, obviously you guys lost your quarterback, traveling up here.
So upsetting.
I know. I mean, but you have a serviceable quarterback in Teddy. I mean, he's done it before. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the Seahawks are laying 4. I think it opened at 1 and then it jumped up to 4 with the Drew Brees news. Can Bridgewater, with all the weapons he still has, can he come in here and can they make it a game? Can they win outright? What do you think?
No, not against the Seahawks. We know it's like super hard to beat the Seahawks in Seattle. So I don't really expect much from the Saints' offense. I think Teddy's a great quarterback. I don't think he's like really ready yet, or he just hasn't really been the same after what taking is it two seasons or
yeah, that's going to be tough to come back from.
Yeah, yeah. So I already put in my bet for the Seahawks -4.5. I hope the Saints win, and I hope I lose that bet. But Bridgewater, I mean, last week he only completed 17 of 30 of his passes and no touchdowns, no interceptions, nothing really exciting. I think the Seahawks will take over.
I know. Isn't that bad? I mean, when you're betting, you have to just totally take your affiliation of your team out sometimes. If there's a good number and it's a good situation, it pains you probably to just have to bet the other team sometimes.
Yes. This is actually the first year I'm going to bet against the Saints. And I never bet for or against them, but this is the first year where I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to accept that we might go 7-9 this season again, like we have the past. Before these past two good seasons, we have gone 7-9 like for 3 years in a row, and I'll accept that now.
Yeah, I've had to learn that is just you cannot bet with your heart. You cannot do it, or you will just lose money.
Yes.
All right, we got Sunday Night Football. We have the Rams laying 3 on the road against the Browns, who just came off another primetime game on Monday night, obviously, against the Jets. I think the verdict's still out on the Browns, but this will be the second, obviously, second primetime game in a row. I mean, this is another prime time home dog situation, maybe, or I mean, what do you think here?
I don't know. I want to lay the 3 on the Rams, but they're not really the same team that they were last year. And actually I'm talking to those at Wager Talk, and I think they're taking the 3 points with the Browns. And I just don't know if I can do that. They have great players, but they haven't been really working together that well. So I don't know. I'm leaning Rams, but something tells me to take the Browns too. So I don't know. I'm confused.
I know. I'm with you. I think the Browns, if that gets to like 3.5, it's going to be really hard. I don't know if it will, mm-hmm. but it's going to be really hard not to take the Browns. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm sure the Cleveland fans, primetime game like that, they're going to be rowdy. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. So, moving on to the last game of the week, we got Monday Night Football. We have the Bears laying 4 on the road against the Redskins. Obviously, it was a crazy finish to that Chicago-Denver game last week. Chicago gets the win.
Oh, my gosh,
I mean, the Redskins have been competitive, at least their first game of the year, sort of. You know, for a couple quarters, they've been hanging around these games. So, I mean, this game doesn't have any fireworks to me. I just don't, you know, it's a terrible Monday night game. I mean, if you don't have any fantasy football or betting, you probably won't be watching this game, but we all probably will be watching this game. So,
because there's nothing else to watch. But I agree, there's nothing special about the Bears. Mitch is not that great of a quarterback. I think their defense is awesome, but I just don't really see them scoring so many points. And the Redskins, I can't name anybody on that team, honestly, really. And I think Jay Gruden is in the hot seat. I think he's going to be fired before the season ends because they've just been so bad.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the over-under is 41.5 with this defense and the Bears and their offense. I mean, they have not taken the next step with Mitch Trubisky, that's for sure. I would almost lean the under at 41.5. I just think it's going to be one of those ugly games. So,
Same. And all those primetime games kind of always go under. So, yeah, I think I might take the under too.
Yeah, their offense, small little nugget here is their offensive coordinator is Mark Helfrich, which I'm an Oregon. I'm originally from Oregon, and I'm an Oregon Duck fan. So he used to be our coach, and he got fired, thankfully, and now he's the offensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so you'll have to watch him all over again. But, yeah, that should be a boring game, but we will all be tuning in anyway.
Definitely. Well, I really appreciate you coming on. For the people who have not found you on social media yet, where can they find you at?
Yeah, so I only have a Twitter, and they can find me at MintyBets. That's MintyBets on Twitter.
And they can also follow you on Wager Talk and watch your guys'
On Wager Talk as well. Yo, yes, the Instagram, thank you. The Wager Talk Instagram, it's just going to be at Wager Talk on Instagram. I've kind of taken over their Instagram, so I post videos, exclusive Instagram pics on there every other day.
Perfect. Well, once again, I really appreciate you taking the time, and that was fun running down the game. So we will have to have you on again soon.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
All right, thanks. All right, guys, so there you have it. Loved having Minty on, and I really appreciate her coming on and you know, her taking the time. So I think she did a great job, and I'm hoping that I'm able to have her on again soon. As always, don't forget to hit that subscribe button if you're liking what I'm doing on this podcast. Also, share it with your friends, all that good stuff. Leave me a review. The more the reviews and the better rating I get, the more chances I have to get bigger and better guests on. So, not going to try to take 3 weeks off again. We're going to try to keep cranking this out weekly. I appreciate everyone listening. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget to give me a follow on Twitter. That's where I'm most active. It's at I am Ryan Frank. My Instagram handle is the same. And you can follow the show's Instagram page at Talking Sports Ryan on Instagram. So once again, appreciate you guys. And until next week.